AM CHD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast. CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Intuitive Song with host Lori Houston, a professional and intuitive counselor who offers authentic guidance and tools to assist you to become more conscious and connect with your divine soul, to empower you to move from your heads to your heart. Join Lori Houston with co-host Nancy Aruda, in-house astrologer, every first and third Wednesday of the month. Plus, Jennifer Counts, our dream analysis, also joins the team. Plus, Lori can be heard on Sky Radio every Monday with Jean Adrienne on Voices of Soul, Wednesday and Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern each day. If you have any questions on your relationships, limiting beliefs, energy that's blocking you, and or awakening your true power as you journey from your head to your heart, call Lori Houston now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Believe.
Hey, good afternoon. It's Intuitive Soul, and it's amazing. It's already the 7th of August, and this is the first Wednesday of the month, which means we have Nancy Aruda. Yay!
Hello!
Nancy's our in-house astrologer. We're going to be talking about what's up in the universal sky. To get more information on Nancy, contact her at her website, universalsky.com. Yeah. Hey, Nance.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Feels like it's been forever.
I know. And that's usually what happens when we have a five Wednesday month.
Yeah.
Right? The last Wednesday we were talking on, I believe it was July 17th.
It was.
So it seems like a really, really long time since then.
It definitely does.
Yeah. So, and lots of has happened since we've talked. We had the Grand Trine and the Grand Sextile and all those good, juicy things.
Yes.
Take place.
Yes. And I don't know about you, and yeah, okay, maybe I do because we sort of been chatting about it, but I didn't have a lot going on really either of them. The one was on the 17th, right? The Grand Trine was the 17th when we were talking.
Yes.
I didn't, you know, other than, you know, finishing up some little things that I thought were empowering and then starting my course the next week and stuff, I didn't really, you know, not a lot of stuff happened. I mean, they were really positive things that were going on at that time. But, and as for the 29th, not much happened there at all. I can't, what day was the 29th?
I don't even know. My calendar's closed right now.
So. It was the Monday. So I was still in course. I didn't, you know, nothing spectacular going on at that time. I did do a show. But yeah, like it was, just nothing, you know, big. I mean, I know that there's parts. Oh no, most of that Star of David, it's done, right?
Yes.
There was some stuff that was sort of lingering in August, but
yeah, I think today is Jupiter opposite Pluto.
Okay.
Which may have been included in that.
Right.
But yeah, that's done.
Yeah.
And the energy of today is just like, don't let the power that you may feel take over. Right? Like try to maintain, easy word, ego. Try to maintain your ego.
Okay.
If you allow your ego to become too powerful at this point in time, then there's consequences. But if you're in check, then everything's okay. It's not a big deal.
Right. Right. And we just had a new moon yesterday, which really yes. just happened like last evening, which is like 5:30 or something, 5:38 or something, right?
I can check the exact time. Let's see, the exact time. Yes, you're correct. 5:50 p.m.
Oh, 5:50.
Eastern Daylight Time.
So pretty late. So we just kind of just got it. So the energy of that vibration.
The energy's still there.
Yeah. Still yeah. pretty intense, actually, of that.
Yes.
And so tell us about that one.
Well, the new moon was in the sign of Leo yesterday. And Leo's all about your creative energies. It's a romantic vibration, but it also includes children and playfulness.
Why is it romantic? So,
it rules romance, not relationships, but the romantic ideal. So like if you have strong Leo energy, you're a bit of a romantic. Hmm. Right?
So if you're the opposite, you're the opposite.
It could be. It has to do with that playful energy. Hmm. Right? So it's about pulling in that love vibration with a sense of playfulness, which is what romance is.
Right.
So It's also about love and joy. Okay. On a higher vibrational level, it's truly about tapping into your heart-centered desires and really focusing on what it is you desire to manifest. Okay. Because Leo rules the sun in astrology, and the sun represents our heart or the heart chakra. So it's really about tapping into that vibration. The only thing we have to be careful of is the ego, which is also connected to the sun, right? Don't give your ego too much power, right? But use it through tapping into your heart-centered desires. Like, kind of shift it from a place of ego to a place of love. If that makes sense.
Yeah, well, that would make sense. I mean, because that is the one thing that they say Leo is about, is kind of the ego stuff. So,
yeah, but they're also about love.
Right. So, well, yes, which is would be the higher aspect of Leo.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, love and joy. So really tap into that, those joy-filled feelings, right? The way I often describe it is happiness is a lower vibration. Joy is the higher vibration of happiness.
Right. That's interesting. Oh, I guess I should say we are definitely going to be taking callers. So if you have some questions and you want to talk with both of us, give us a call now, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You can send an instant feedback because Nancy's an astrologer. Please add in your date of birth. She likes to connect in with the vibration of your date of birth. And please make sure you, if you're doing instant feedback, that you be really clear about what it is you're wanting so that you can get the best guidance possible. So both of us will do, I'll do a reading and Nancy will do connect in with your energy of your date of birth. And that's how we'll answer the question. So it's an excellent opportunity to get some information from us. So do so now. Get in queue. All right. Sorry. Where were we?
That's okay. we were just completing the new moon.
Right.
So yes, with new moon energy, you know, really it's a time of new beginnings. Every new moon is about new beginnings. It's a new dance between the sun and the moon. And so like really use this time to focus on what it is you want to consciously create at a heart center.
Right.
So because we're still in the vibe, we can still, you know, take a few minutes to think about it.
Yeah. And what we really want and maybe get the whole romance part going.
Yes.
And that, yeah, just, you know, that excitement, that playfulness. It's a good, yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
So then the next vibration that we come up to is the full moon in the sign of Aquarius.
Yes, the second full moon. And
the
so did you note that the person that you trained from also called it a blue moon? Just out of note.
Yes, it's an astrological blue moon.
There you go.
Versus
a typical
astronomical blue moon.
Okay.
There, I've just defined the differences in the blue moons. Yes, from the perspective of astrology, it can be considered a blue moon.
Right.
But not from the perspective of science.
Oh, isn't that interesting?
Okay. Yeah. Science is astronomy, and it's based on the calendar. Not the universal calendar, the earth-based, time-based calendar.
Right.
So, and that's why.
Cool.
Okay, so yes, the full moon in the sign of Aquarius takes place at 28 degrees of Aquarius, 10 minutes. And it's interesting because this particular full moon is really about completion. Now, a lot of times full moons are about they're awakening energies. It's when we have the ability to see everything that's going on. It's like a light bulb in our unconscious mind or subconscious mind turns on and allows us to see in life how we're playing out issues that are buried deeper in our subconscious.
Right.
So it's like we're not in the dark. We're in the light during a full moon. Whereas a new moon, we're in the dark. And in the full moon, we're in the light. And so this is like a double light energy, okay, because Aquarius rules light. So here we're in the light with the sign of light, and we're given the ability to see what it is we need to totally transform at a mental level with this particular full moon. So there's the Sabian symbol for it. And basically what the Sabian symbols are a symbol for each degree of the zodiac. Right. And there's 360 degrees. And the Sabian symbol is a butterfly emerging from a chrysalis. Mm. So it's the butterfly coming out of its cocoon.
Nice.
And if you think about the butterfly emerging from its cocoon, it is a journey that requires a lot of strength and fortitude and focus on breaking through that barrier or that cocoon or that which keeps you enclosed or encased while you're transforming. Mm. And if you assist the butterfly and try and help it come out of its cocoon, it won't be able to fly.
Yeah.
Because it's through that barrier of pushing, or it's through the pushing through that barrier and utilizing all its own internal resources to break through that restriction that gives the butterfly the strength to fly. So this is kind of where we're at on a lunar level, and based on, you know, the things that are going on within each individual's unconscious mind and the journey that they're traveling on, is where are you in your journey where you require total transformation? And as we break through our own cocoons and our own barriers, it's really about using our mind, or using our mind differently than what we have been using it before, in order to break through those restrictions.
Interesting. But it's almost like, this isn't a time to force things either, though. We have to let it sort of happen to us.
Right. No, it's growth happens at its own, it's divine timing. Okay.
Right.
So yes, everything within its own divine timing and its own divine light. We can't force the process of growth, right? We can't break through those restrictions until we've put in the time that says we can break through them. I don't know what other word to use other than time.
Right.
But you need to get to a specific level or a specific point within your own journey that says, okay, now I'm ready to break free. And you will see through events that are taking place in life what it is you need to break free from.
Right.
Or awaken towards, right? So this is really a change of consciousness. And this is kind of like completing the cycle of consciousness, how it was, in order to embrace a new form of consciousness or a new form of thinking.
It's interesting. Cool. And that's this new moon.
That's the full moon.
Oh, sorry, the full moon, which is the 20th?
The 20th. So just, you know, during that time, pay attention to your thoughts. Pay attention to how your thoughts are connected to your reality and what's going on in your reality and how that makes you feel. So if it's something you like and how you use your mind to, you know, focus and create that, or if it's something you don't like and how fear may kick in, and how you can use your mind to overcome fear.
Right.
It could go either way. Like it's not a good thing. It's not a bad thing. It just is, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when it's up to each individual within their own journey to figure out how they're going to utilize that energy of growth and breakthrough and transformation.
Cool.
So I'm kind of looking forward to it because it's almost like, okay, let's get on with it.
Move
forward.
You know that saying of...
Yeah, I know, careful what you wish for.
That just came up to me really strongly, so...
Yeah, I know. And I totally get that, but it's almost like we've been in this period of, I don't know, not really suspension, more like flotation, where we've just been kind of like floating. And a lot of people are dealing with their issues, but it's resolution has not happened yet.
Right.
And I'm getting tired of floating. Again, I'm being very careful on what I'm wishing for, but.
Well, I do hear ya. We're going to go to our first break. Okay. You're listening to Intuitive Soul. I have Nancy Ruta for